What's up, Z-Pack? It's your boy, Z-Dog MD, aka Dr. Zubinemanya, and this is Tommy Heineper.
Tommy T-Bones, yo.
Yo.
Now we're live. Now we're live.
We're live. It worked. We tried to go live earlier. We couldn't. Somebody does not want us to talk about stories from the front lines of healthcare in Texas, in the flood in Houston and elsewhere in Southeast Texas. We've been thinking about y'all. The more we hear from Z-Packers on the front lines, the more we realize we really, really, really need to lend voice to what's going on in the front lines.
Yeah.
See if we can help. We have a donate button at the bottom here for Samaritan's Purse.
That's why we're doing this as a mobile today, because we can't add the donate button on a regular show. So
yeah,
if you guys feel like donating to Samaritan's Purse, they're a really good organization, very highly rated charity that's got boots on the ground in Houston and is helping out in the area. So,
and they're a non-denominational Christian charity, which, you know, some people will be pissed off by that, but they're actually there with boots on the ground, like you said, and they're very highly. A lot of their money goes not to administration, but to actual stuff that's going on in Houston.
Yeah.
Another thing we linked to was J.J. Watt's You Caring.
Yeah, right, which is another Houston thing that 100% of the donations go right back into Houston.
Yeah.
So that's J.J. Watt's
so
charity.
If you guys, awesome. And earlier we posted asking people for charity recommendations. People left a lot of great on-the-ground charities there. So you can go to that post and look at other ideas if you don't want to donate to these two. But please, please, please see if you can contribute. We've already raised $100.
Nice.
So,
and don't give any money to Joel Osteen, because he's a jerk-off who wouldn't open his mega church. Have you heard about this?
No.
His church holds 16,000 people.
So he's like a mega pastor?
Yeah, he's one of these televangelists.
Yeah.
His church holds 16,000 people. He's in Houston. He wouldn't open up his church. He was like, the parking lot's flooded. It wasn't flooded at all, right? And so now I think he's eventually relented, because there's been this tremendous online media pressure from everybody, like, hey man, you say you're a Christian, open the church and let people sleep there, you know.
Open your hearts and open your wallets.
I do think church, I have to say, I think it's open now, but for a while it wasn't. So
wow,
bad
that's
job.
Impressive.
Well, bad
it's,
job,
it's,
Joel.
It's God's way of washing away the poor.
That's how Joel
probably how
feels.
He sees it. So, in any event, what we've heard from frontline healthcare people who are trying to struggle through this, the stories have been really, really terrible. And we thought, you know, a lot of people have told me they're scared to talk about stuff because their administrations have put them under gag orders.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk on Facebook. Don't use your real name, et cetera, et cetera. So
we got a lot of stories from people. We're going to omit their names, omit their hospital probably.
Yep. Try to keep it as anonymous as possible.
Their ambulance companies, et cetera.
But look, if we don't tell these stories, it's not like the mainstream press is going to get
the shit
out.
Yeah, all the administrations are like, don't tell it. Yeah. Well, guess what, people? We can't be stopped, because we got the info.
You don't stop Z-Dog and Dr. Tommy T.
They text it right to us, and they're just like, yo, shit is fucked up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to say this. Tom and I were just in Houston for the National Athletic Trainers Association. It's a beautiful city. The people were amazing. The food was incredible, and our hearts go out to everybody there.
Oh, my God.
It was stunning.
The food was
stunning.
So good. I hope Papa's Bros isn't underwater.
No, if Papa's Bros is underwater, I will cry tears of saturated fat tonight.
That was the greatest steakhouse me and Z ever visited.
Really amazing. Let's stop talking about food when people are actually struggling to
keep
their hospital stocked with food. I want to read some of these comments. We're going to read your comments. Please donate. We've raised $425 for the people of Texas.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
That's amazing, right?
It's been like 3 minutes.
I know.
It's awesome.
The Z-Pack does not F around.
Good job, guys.
So, all right. So the first one I want to read is from a nurse out there in Houston. She says, we've been stuck in the county hospital in Houston for 5 days now and going strong. I'm one of many nurses and medical staff stuck in the hospital. We've been working with small portions of everything, from food for patients and procedures. Water from the faucets tastes salty, so we stopped drinking that. Now they say that this might be the last day we'll have food. They were trying to get vendors with food. However, they aren't going to be able to reach us. The water is going down in our area, and hopefully we will receive help. Our hospital has a lot of water damage. We're trying to make our census low, but because of the water, it's been difficult. Please keep this information anonymous. I'm afraid I will get in trouble. Look, guys, like, if you're having a bad day in Montana, in San Francisco, in New York right now in the hospital, think about our colleagues in Houston who are on the front lines of one of the great natural disasters that's happened. And if you need a reminder, think of Katrina, where, you know, doctors were euthanizing patients because they didn't have the resources to keep people who were DNR or on ventilators alive. And we haven't gotten, I don't think, to that point yet in Houston, but it is a terrifying situation. They're running out of food. They're running out of feminine products. They're running out of water. And these are major institutions. Texas Medical Center is the largest medical institution in the world.
Wow.
And Ben Taub, level one trauma in Houston, has water damage. There's all kinds of talk in the press of evacuations. We don't know. We want to hear from you if you're on the front line so we can spread the word.
Sandy says, I'm an ER nurse from Houston who was luckily on vacation when everything went down, but her coworkers haven't left the hospital in days and have lost everything, basically. It's terrible for everyone. And, you know, like, a lot of people don't have flood insurance or... And then there's some bullshit where I've heard the insurance companies are like, well, it's a hurricane, it's not a flood. It's like, dude, the hurricane caused the flood.
Man.
So, you know, if you had flood insurance, they'll still try and screw you.
And, you know, the thing of the beautiful thing about Texas, though, is that even in the absence of government response, the people of Texas come together.
Yeah.
That's just who they are, right? And you know, and we're going to see all kinds of political fallout as usual when you have natural disasters. But right now, we're focusing on, like, how do you get help to people who need it? Here's another comment. Z-Dog, we nurses need your help in Houston. We're suffering terribly from the lack of disaster planning for this hurricane. We also aren't allowed to post about our experiences. If we do, we've been told our jobs are on the line. We need a voice. Everyone feels helpless here, and patient care is suffering greatly. Thank you. I hope to hear from you.
If you can't post, how can you get help? Right? Like, clearly the administrations didn't make accurate, you know, I mean, like, they didn't do anything.
Oh, just wait. Just wait. So here's some more. All right. We were told that sleeping at the hospital was a luxury and would not be paid for. Our nurse manager went over these administrators and told our unit that she'd pay us to stay the night. This is people taking care of staffing the hospitals. And it hit so that we wouldn't be short-staffed. The administrators came back around and discouraged nurses currently working, telling them that it wasn't going to be an option. So naturally, the day shift went home. This is right before that thing hit.
Yeah.
All but two people stayed, and the hurricane hit that night. So they were just absolutely unprepared on many levels for what happened. All night the rain poured down and no leadership was in sight to answer our questions. Not one person could make it in on Sunday. There were no cooks to make the patients' food all day. Nurses and support staff were in the kitchen scrambling to put together meals. Nurses were cooking for patients. All the nurses on our unit worked 20 hours straight with no answers. It wasn't until 4:30 a.m. on Sunday that they implanted the Code Gray disaster plan. For those who don't know, Code Gray is a natural disaster plan, which basically says no one can leave. It doesn't offer any solutions. Patients have been laying on soiled linens, and we have to tell them that we're short on linens. Let's keep reading.
That's crazy.
These stories are crazy.
Yeah.
And again, these are people anonymously sharing with me because they don't want to lose their jobs. By the way, $1,200 donated so far.
That's crazy.
To Samaritan's
Purse. You guys are awesome.
Which we did our due diligence on, and we think it's a good charity that has boots on the ground. It's a non-denominational Christian charity, which I think is a good fit for Texas.
Sue says real quick, I know how you feel to the RNs that are stuck in their homes due to flooding. Stay strong. You will be available to help when the water subsides. And I've seen a lot of posts from people being like, hey, I'm a CNA, I'm an RN, I'm a doc, I'm trying to get to Houston. How do I get to Houston? And the answer I've seen right now is basically you can't get to Houston, and yeah, you're endangering yourself if you do try and go. So
now that's going to change in the future.
It'll change, hopefully,
and
soon.
And there are some resources we want you to share if you have resources, charities, ways that you can help. There are some traveling nurses organizations that have sent me phone numbers that I'll share with you about how nurses can get in there, hopefully, and help in parts of Texas,
right,
where it is accessible.
I just think it's awesome that so many people want to help,
yeah,
but are being actually prevented from
helping. this is the thing, Z-Pac. Like, we are very cynical and we have a gallows humor, and in the end we remember when something happens who we are, and we are people who care for other people. That's why we went into this. That's why it's so inspiring to see people on the front lines doing what they do selflessly. They will complain, they will try to get help, but they do this.
These are the moments when Z-Packers, the people that are like actual frontline healthcare professionals, shine.
That's
the brightest.
It's without doubt. And I'll read some more. So the same comment continues from before. Staff weren't given any meals or food themselves until Sunday night. I went to the cafeteria to grab a juice and was told the administration said you can't take that unless you are a physician. That's interesting. There were 50 more juices in the fridge. I offered to pay for it, but they said the cash registers weren't working. Until this morning, we have all only gotten three-hour breaks to sleep. Now we have enough staff to get back to 12-hour shifts, but we're receiving text alerts that no one else is to come in because of the dangerous conditions. No one knows when there will be relief. There are not enough cots for staff to sleep on. We're not allowed to use hospital linen. No one told us to bring our own. This is posted on the door of the cots, and it says, do not use hospital linen. It's a picture. I could almost, it seems they're more concerned with their juice inventory and public relations than making sure patients are able to receive safe care and treatment. I could almost understand the lack of planning. Then the storm did exactly what was predicted for 7 days in advance. There was no reason to be without a plan. Several of the nurses who showed up have come by way of boat and National Guard trucks. They didn't have to. They could have stayed home with their families. No reward was offered at all. We've risked our lives to be here. I'm honestly amazed to see how dedicated and selfless the staff have been. It is in these times of stress that people's true characters are revealed. This goes for people doing dirty work right now and administrators safe in their home right now with their families.
And they tell you you can't have a juice.
Read between the lines.
When there's 50 juices.
She's doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, and the administrators are covering their ass.
And she is rightfully bitching at the one person that she can bitch to that won't get her in trouble.
Yep.
Right? That is a good nurse.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, another one. More people supporting J.J. Watt's charity. Apparently, he's taking 100% of the donations, putting him back in the city.
J.J. Watt's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's a Texas boy.
Texas boy.
He's a Houston boy.
Houston Texans. All right, here we go. I'm an ER nurse and communicate with my husband through your music. Respect. I just left working at a level 3 trauma center county hospital in Houston, Texas. As I'm sure you've heard, Houston is going through a rough time. Our level 1 trauma sister center was flooded and they're trying to evacuate patients. I wonder if that's Ben Taub. The entire medical center is flooded, so medical staff have been stuck there many since Friday. Ben Taub, the level 1 trauma, is desperately seeking food for patients. Can you help raise awareness of this within your community? I want my former ER family, because that's how they practice, we are all family, to know that people are thinking of them so they don't lose motivation to keep going. Thank you for your time.
And addendum to that, Laconia just added in that Ben Taub had to be evacuated.
Wow.
So it's been evacuated.
So it did happen.
Now.
Wow. You guys, put this in perspective. Ben Taub was flooded during Hurricane Allison in 2001. They made billions of dollars in repairs and fortifications, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So leave it to administration to fuck everything up. Again, we are currently trying staff shelter for 2,800 patients coming to San Antonio today from Houston and coastal nursing homes. University Hospital is helping coordinate efforts in this. When I have more information, I'll pass it on. We are in need of blood donations in the area. That's in San Antonio. So people are stepping up outside of Houston to help their sister cities.
Amy Mayer says, do the hospitals in Texas not have a disaster team in place? I'm a nurse in Orlando, and we have a special team that comes in during disasters like this, and they bring in enough staff for days and nights. So this is a lack of planning.
Well, if you believe the frontline nurses who are writing to us,
yeah,
there's a misplanning or mistakes were made. Now, maybe they're not seeing the whole picture. Maybe there was good planning and it was just overwhelmed by an event that was a once-in-a-lifetime event. But I don't buy that. I don't buy it.
You know what I buy? What are the odds of a hurricane, Bob? You know, it's probably like 3%.
Wait a minute, but if we call them the disaster team, our press gainy, HCAPs, and patient satisfaction scores are going to plummet, Bob. And you know what that means? The bottom line. And when the bottom line's affected, Bob, I don't get my Mercedes.
That's right.
And that's an E-class, Bob.
Mm-hmm, Bob.
It's not a C-class. You rent a C-class because you're a loser.
Yeah.
I have an E-class, Bob.
Well, guess what? Now your Mercedes is on the highway under 20 feet of water.
Under hella water.
Congrats.
Under hella water. The person who wrote the original comment says, the same goes for our doctors. I haven't seen them as much as I've been with other nurses, but I know they are suffering too. They've had to cover for the physicians who can't get in to carry the extra load of patients that they don't know anything about, and they're exhausted. And my favorite line, so what the administration told this nurse, listen to this. This is the best, guys. Ready? Don't let the patients know we are short-staffed.
Wow.
Wow. As if they can't tell, she says.
By the way, guys, share this cast because you can you can donate even after the cast. And I know we swore a little bit, but like there are people who are actually in trouble in Texas. So.
We get emotional and stuff, and also we're losers who swear a lot. Mm. But please share it. Don't let the swearing stop you. And we've raised $3,300.
That's crazy.
For a good Samaritan's Purse.
The Z-Pack is killing
it. You guys
are
making a huge difference. 1,000 people watching right now. So, okay, I'm going to read another comment unless you have one.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sure this isn't the first time you've heard this, but I'm horrified now. This is a new comment by how my hospital handled the situation. Please forgive my rambling. Like most hospitals, we have disaster protocols. Everyone is signed up for a disaster team. So we were just talking about this. Either preparation and recovery or write out. We make the choice and commit to it every year. Saturday morning, we went to disaster mode, and managers started calling people for the ride-out team to go ahead and come into work. No one from the previous night shift was allowed to leave. They were assigned sleep rooms so they could rest. This sounds really smart. We all expected this. It's what we do when this happens. Saturday was actually a pretty nice day. Some rain and wind, but nothing severe in the Houston area. We were told to go ahead and come in so we could get there and the prep recovery people could head home before the weather got bad. We all packed bags with several days' worth of clothes and essentials and headed in. When we got there, we signed in with the command center and were told to wait for further info. Most of us went to help out on our unit. As the day went on, more staff arrived with bags, planning to stay. Finally, at shift change, we all waited around for our room assignments. We had our entire night shift, even floated a nurse, and the day shift for Sunday. We'd been watching the weather and saw that it was starting to rain, and there were some heavy bands of rain coming right at us. At 7:30, we were told disaster mode was being called off, and we should all go home. We were shocked. The manager called the command center and tried to explain that the weather was coming and suggested that we wait a couple more hours before we cancel it. They said, no, it's canceled. We could stay if we really wanted to, but they weren't going to pay us or assign us a place to sleep. We said we might not be able to make it back in the morning if it rains like this all night like it's supposed to. They said, go home, so we did. Of course, the rest is history, she says. I'm so mad about their horrible decision. We were there. We wanted to stay. They said no, just as the rain was starting. So we left and we went to be with our families. When the rain came hard on Saturday night, I'm glad I was with my kids, but I should have been at work. I still can't get there today. It's Tuesday. Although some coworkers have made it to provide some relief to those who worked 36 hours straight. Reminds me of residency before work hours. Now I understand they're working 16-hour shifts and sleeping four at a time. I'm so angry this was all preventable. Why have disaster protocols in place if you're just going to cancel them just as the weather gets bad? Of course, no one could have known just how hard Houston would be hit, but they definitely knew it was coming. Several hospitals had the same bad decision. Memorial Hermann never called disaster mode. CHI St. Luke's called it off, as did Clear Lake Regional HCA. Now I'm hearing from people in these hospitals, and they're like, it's a disaster. I'm not sure about the others. I know this isn't the time to complain, but I'm hoping that something can be done to prevent this from happening the next time a hurricane comes around.
Rebecca, who I assume is boots on the ground in Houston, said, they said the ride-out teams weren't necessary. The truth is they just didn't want to pay the
staff. Probably didn't want to pay the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't want to pay the staff. So we've raised $3,560 so far for Samaritan's Purse.
How just like straight up despicable is it to make a monetary decision in a time like this, especially if you're an entity that makes its money off the community? You need to serve the community in times of distress.
No, you serve the fiduciary interests of your investors.
Ugh.
And even if you are a not-for-profit hospital, all that means is that they're tax exempt. It doesn't mean anything else. Let's keep reading.
That's why they don't want the truth to come out. That's why there's gag orders, because if the community knew how poorly you mismanaged the situation,
the nurse who
they would be pissed forever.
The nurse who sent me this would be fired if
Oh, totally.
And I have her name right here.
And so you have to imagine patients would boycott their hospitals, but it seems like it was widespread. So that's,
I'm feeling very powerful right now, Tom Heinrich, because I have her name and I could lose somebody their job, which means they would have no job, which means we could hire them to be our unpaid intern.
That's true, but we're broke.
We're also broke,
mm-hmm.
which is why we have an unpaid intern.
Yeah.
Let's keep reading another comment here. So this is an RN, and I won't say where she is, but she's at one of the hospitals that was mentioned before. Our code gray was activated too late. So this is interesting. So this is a different hospital than the previous commenter, but it was one of the hospitals that was named. Putting many nurses and staff at great risk to make their way to the hospital. Many who were in Team A that were assigned to ride out the storm couldn't respond due to weather, but mostly flooding. Our hospital requires us to bring our own linen, mattresses, food, water, so activating it so late left a lot of nurses without time to turn around and get their loot.
Yeah.
Also, our system signed a new policy that they will not be paying anyone as overtime during this, regardless of the hours they're required to be there. The morale on my unit is still high. We have always stuck together and provided excellent care, regardless of the administration and their bull. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Please keep all of us in your thoughts and prayers, as most of us have lost everything but a job at this point.
Michaela says, not only nursing, we are in diagnostic imaging, and we have a ride-out team for the same purpose,
yeah.
But we weren't activated either.
What is going on?
I don't know what's going on. You know, it's a money thing.
Was it the false start that happened when that hurricane came in after Katrina and they evacuated Houston? And then they were like, oops, we didn't need to evacuate Houston. Remember that?
Right
after Katrina.
Or is it more like they know that there will be federal funding coming in? These things will get taken care of eventually. But they're delaying it. And in delaying it, they're going to harm people.
And how did that work out in Katrina?
For money.
You know? And if you look at the lessons from Katrina with Memorial Hospital there, you know, and it was an absolute third world level disaster. And speaking of which, by the way, this is a horrible tragedy in the U.S. If you look at what's happening in Bangladesh and India Nepal, the flooding there, and it's, you know, this thought that it could be climate change, et cetera, is absolutely, 1,200 people died.
Well, we have, you know, power boats, right?
Right.
So, like, you know, citizens in Texas are going out on their boat and picking people up.
We have Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
If we can't fix stuff, possessing Taylor Swift, what can we do?
Okay, that's a little bit of a tangent. Taylor Swift's new song is terrible.
It is pretty
bad.
Okay,
let's go back talking about
Texas.
He
made me listen to it. Okay, let's read another comment. Okay, she's a nurse at one of those hospitals that was mentioned, this other comment here. I'm currently safe at home, but I have many colleagues stuck in the hospital under a code gray, the natural disaster code. My friend is one of them. She's an awesome nurse, incredibly smart and dedicated. She left for the hospital on Sunday morning on a regular schedule, knowing that they might call a code gray, and she would have been stuck. She left her two young kids with her sister, knowing that she would probably not get to see them for the next 4 days. Sunday, the hospital called a code gray as expected, and the rain progressed and the flooding worsened. She saw through her own security cameras at home that her house flooded. Then her sister, who had her own family and my friend's kids, had her house flooded. Her sister then fled to their dad's house for a couple hours until they were told to evacuate because that subdivision was expected to flood once the dams were open. Her sister and kids then attempted to make it to a shelter but couldn't. They ended up at another family member's house for now. Through all this, my friend stayed focused and worked hard alongside many other staff with similar stories. Their dedication should be applauded and we should all be grateful for their hard work. This is what frontline healthcare professionals do, right? At great personal sacrifice. So we in the ZPAC support you. And $3,700 for Samaritan's Purse, but that's nothing. We got to keep it coming, guys. You guys are amazing.
Scott says, seriously, guys, no one predicted the flood levels. The water levels were almost twice what the predicted amounts were. Let's stop blaming. You can't evacuate a population of 6.5 million people. Yeah, but
this has happened before.
Yeah. And if you're going to have the disaster relief teams and all those things and then for some reason not put them in place.
Well, look, you know,
you deserve a little bit of blame.
Hindsight is 2020,
yeah.
And there's going to be...
But you should err on the side of caution.
Right. Well, the question
is, hospital.
What can you learn from this? And as we get these more epic climate events, we have to start planning that this is more the norm than an exception now. You know?
Right.
What's going to happen with a big earthquake in the Bay Area or in California or in L.A.? I think we're woefully unprepared. Woefully unprepared.
If there's a quake on the San Andreas Fault, I mean, it's just gonna be over.
News. It's bad news.
California just destroyed.
Yeah. That's what Lex Luthor wanted because he wanted oceanfront property.
Texas is supposed to get hit harder because of climate change in the coming years.
Yeah, because
in the heat map of where climate change is going to affect the U.S., Texas is the most affected area.
Yeah.
So this may not be the last natural disaster we hear about from Texas.
Still worth it though because no state income tax.
And they got barbecue, which
oh
is
God, Texas.
Oh, it's so good.
I love Texas.
So good.
I
and
love
guns.
Texas. Yeah. Well, I'm a little more on the, you know, pacifist spectrum, but I love Texas. All right. Here's another comment. Got a word from the nurses at X Medical Center.
Mm.
They had to sleep in a room with 10 people. They made a sign, Nurse Lives Matter, and the administration then put them in a hotel. They can't get to their homes. Relief nurses can't get to them. They've been wearing the same scrubs since Friday. Hey, I do that and I don't even have an excuse. Don't know why the hospital can't provide clean scrubs. They're only getting paid $1 to $2 more per hour per shift. I think they should be getting paid critical pay and some kind of award after the hurricane's over. I would like to remain anonymous. Well, again, I'm glad that you're worried about them. And it's true. We should be supporting them. I'm just amazed that they do what they do without really complaining, right? They can complain to me because no one else is listening right now and they're doing their job, right?
Christy says, oh, please, no blaming. When you get paid more than half the population and have all these people's lives in your hand, it is within your due diligence that you treat people the way they should be treated.
That pretty much says it all.
That kind of says it all.
That sucks the compassion for administration right out the window.
It's your job. It's part of your job. Yeah. You have to.
Just like it's our job to take care of people.
You have to plan for these circumstances.
And you suck at it. Let's see. Okay, we're going to, I'm not going to read that one. What do we got here? Okay, here's an interesting one. Meridian is a travel nurse company out of Denver. They are accepting nurses, docs, CNAs, etc. to go to Houston and surrounding areas. I just got on a standby list. If others are interested, the number is, should I read it?
Yeah.
303-730-3333. That's Meridian, a travel nurse company. 303-730-3333. It's a legit company offering board and pay for emergency relief. So
that's a great one thing that Meridian can check is into. Doing. So.
If, job, and again, Meridian. I haven't looked into it, so I can't confirm this, but this was a message that I got probably from the CEO of Meridian pretending to be a Z-Packer. All right, here from the emergency first responder standpoints, the EMS, EMT crowd, this is an important perspective. I'm an EMT for ex-ambulance here in Houston. I'm trying to keep him anonymous, even though he clearly doesn't want to be because he's giving me lots of names. We had to evacuate East Houston Medical Center and Bayshore Regional. Saturday night, two of our units were caught in a flash flood while they were parked at the ER and had up to 2 inches of water in the patient compartment of the rig. Bayshore flooded and we had to take patients from the ER on the ground floor to the upper floors with spine boards as the elevators in the basement of the hospitals were gone. We have just recently completed the evacuation of said hospital, though. Luckily, the National Guard has been helping us since our ambulances can't go anywhere. We're actually using their trucks to rescue people in Pasadena and Webster. We had to evacuate our own stations as well and find shelter at the local volunteer fire department. I, along with many of my colleagues, have been working since Friday morning, and there is no end in sight for us. I don't really have a good charity to recommend. I just wanted to share with you what we are up to. Now I'm stuck at our Baytown station because I have no way to get home, LOL. I'm probably going to jump on another truck in a bit. So that's our frontline paramedics EMS staff.
That's crazy.
It's nuts, you guys. Thank you for doing everything you do. We've got $4,000 for Samaritan's Purse helping on the front lines in Southeast Texas.
Just donated $100.
Nice
work. It's actually really easy to donate.
Where did you get $100? I thought you were broke. I'm going to have to give him a pay cut. I'm not paying him, but yeah.
Back to video.
Let me pull up some
so easy
some comments here. Thank you for donating.
Facebook is killing it.
Yeah, Facebook is amazing, and when they allow this kind of donation, they really accelerate charitable giving, especially since places like Vegas were not known for our charitable giving.
Danielle Heinenberg says he got the $100 from me because she's a nurse.
That's true.
Very true.
She Danielle is like generating the revenue, 100% of your revenue, except for Bitcoin.
Yes.
Let's go see read some comments here.
Thank you for doing everything you do. We got $4,000 here.
All right. Alex Wu, the Z-Pack is a family. To my brothers and sisters in Texas, hold the line. We love you guys and gals.
Spencer says, hey there. I think a big story here is the role that freestanding ERs like Code 3 ER and Urgent Care are doing in this disaster throughout southeastern Texas. They were the only ER attempting to operate in the underserved Rockport area where the eye originally made landfall. And then he shares a link.
So understand, in Texas, there's this thing, freestanding emergency departments. And I've gotten conflicting information on these. They're private, for-profit entities where it's an emergency department. And what I have heard through my little spies is that they often see underserved patients. They often do a lot of primary care. They also take care of emergency level stuff. And some people say they are just profit-minded churn machines, and others say that they're doing a service where a service is needed. And in this case, if that's true, it sounds like they're providing a massively needed service.
Also, Sean Gibson says, you do not need to have a Texas medical license. They have waived that in the wake of the disaster.
That's fantastic. That's great. So we could go there.
Yeah.
I could go there and practice hospital medicine. Which would terrify everybody because I would over-treat everyone because that's what I'm used to Stanford. I'd be like, no, wait a minute. I have no sense of triage, right? Yeah. Which, by the way, if you look back at Katrina and you look at what they had to do at like Memorial Hospital, when the ventilators went off because the power went off, they had to decide who lives and who dies.
Yeah, and right. Katrina was a real – it's worse than this.
Worse than this so far. But in terms of area affected, we're starting to wonder. And Louisiana is
now, we're not hearing all the stories.
Right, we're not hearing all the stories. And we wouldn't have known how bad Katrina was in the early days. And the other thing is that Louisiana is now getting this residual storm.
Yeah.
And they're getting flooding. So thoughts are out to my homies out there.
Let's see. Angela says, I just donated. Thank you for sharing these stories. and allowing a safe space for healthcare providers to share what's really going on. Because you're not going to hear this on the news.
No, you won't hear this.
People message us these stories
and,
all day.
And the reason is that, like, again, people are worried they're going to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
And so that's
which is a real concern.
Really something we're here
and
for.
Bullshit. It's total
it's
bullshit.
Total bullshit, too. It is bullshit. But nurses can get expedited license, if not compact, usually in a couple of hours, says Ashley. Better load up on my hipped-out van with supplies and head down the road. Peace, Rachel Carroll. Texas Health Resources, I work for them as an RN and soon-to-be nurse practitioner, has hundreds of freestanding ERs, says Madonna Roberts, and they see anyone from urgent care type to primary care. They have decongested hospital ER tremendously, so more support for freestanding ER.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sarah says, you got to give a shout-out to Clear Lake ER team. I'm in the ER, and I've been here since Friday.
Clear
so
Lake.
Please.
Clear Lake, I've heard a lot on the back end about what you guys are suffering through. You guys are holding it down. You're there without, you know, with minimal provisions for days. You didn't expect it. And even those who expect it doesn't mean it makes it any easier. We are thinking about you. We are supporting you. We're sending positive vibes your way. So, wow, that sounded like something just hit the building.
That's just garbage truck outside.
Same thing. So really, seriously, mad love and support to you guys down there.
Teresa says, Sugarland nurse here. It has been something else here, but hopefully it'll be over soon. Donated. Hopefully it will be over soon.
I hope so. I'm going to scroll back and see some older comments. Clear Lake Regional is stuck. We have two teams, a Team A and B. Team A is stuck in Webster since Friday, Sarah Williams. I mean, this is serious.
Look at the picture of
the nursing home patients underwater.
It is so sad. There was a nursing home and everyone was in a wheelchair up to
this
here
much water.
With water. And like...
Well, the crazy thing is they're still like knitting and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. It's like you cannot...
There are all these videos of elderly people, injured people, you know, people who have home care going on, who are getting taken out of their homes by Good Samaritans, you know, and it's really hard to get these people even up and out of the home
and
into the boat.
My admiration for the people of Texas is like unbounded. Like the way they take care of each other, that's a community, right? You know, they're the ones who like, they have laws that if you step on your property, they can shoot you to death. And this same group has a tight enough community to help each other in times of disaster.
Yeah.
So it just goes to say something. I'm trying to read some new comments that are just sent to me via Facebook messaging privately.
If you do have a story, you can share it with us.
You can share it with us.
Private message so your name doesn't show up in the feed.
And I can't guarantee we'll be able to share it because we get so many messages, but we'll do our best. So this person says, on the team to set up the FMS and we can't get in. Please focus on staying home and encourage people to stay out of the way so those of us trained can do our jobs. Prefer to remain anonymous. It's not the money, it's the mission. Let's read some more.
But you shouldn't have to fear for your livelihood. Like,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah. I'm going to keep reading some here. Someone says, hey, now don't get me fired. I'm listening. Oh, so they left a... Yeah, no, we read your comment already, and we did not get you fired.
Anna says, two burglars already got shot in Texas. They forgot they were in Texas. Yeah. Don't loot in Texas. That's the dumbest thing you can do. Yeah. That's basically suicide.
Like to die? Then go ahead. Okay? Everybody is packing.
You think people aren't in their homes? People are still on the second floor of their home with a gun.
The last thing to get wet is the gun. Exactly. That's the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Zito, can you help nurses find a way to help? I called Meridian. They are willing to pay for transportation and lodging, likely in a hospital sleep lab, ? Many of us want to help. What are good resources? Guys, I don't have them off the top of my head, but you guys have them. So if you know good resources to help, leave them in the comments and we'll pin them up later. Or people like them up to the top of the comments, please, if you can confirm that they're good resources.
Can you share the Meridian number again? Can we find that again?
Ooh,
or do we, lose it?
No. I'm a scientist. I can find anything.
Science! Listen, Tom Heiner, I'm a scientist.
Here we go.
I can search through my email.
Meridian's number is 3. You want to leave it as a comment?
Yeah, I can leave it.
You
want
to just leave it as a comment? So, Meridian, and it is 303-730-3333. They are about to get swarmed. We should hit them up for a sponsorship, Tom.
Got it.
All right. Someone here says, our hospital said you can't bring your family and bring your own snacks during hurricane because they weren't feeding us. There you go. Let's see.
Bring your own snacks, people.
Yeah, BYOS.
In the event of hurricanes.
BYOS.
Bring your own snacks.
Thanks for trying to help us out. We all need the help we can get. We need all the help we can get. Lots of my doctor friends are at local shelters trying to help. Thanks for all you do. Thank you. Let's see if there's more comments here. So some of the... all right, I think that's enough of that because we're going to get more comments later, I know. Tom Heineberg, we've raised $4,600. They've raised $4,600.
That's crazy.
To help people on the front lines in Houston. We linked to J.J. Watt's charity, which also puts 100% of donations directly into Houstonians. Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Their hands. And look, guys, I don't watch the news because I don't have TV. I just get what I get online. Tom fills me in because he's somehow connected with tendrils everywhere.
Sorry, and as this, I got sources.
He's got sources. As this thing has progressed, it's become increasingly clear to me that we're facing a natural disaster of really unprecedented magnitude, and it's affecting disproportionately people who are vulnerable, but also our healthcare frontline providers. And to hear their stories from the front lines is humbling because they are beautiful human beings helping other people with compassion and love, which in the face of disaster, that's when people shine. Our thoughts, our energy is going out to them. I don't like to say prayers because I'm a bit of an agnostic, but for those who pray, our prayers are out to you. We are so happy that you could join us today and we could share and give voice to some of the stories on the front lines that they're afraid they'll lose their jobs if they tell these stories. Not to criticize in a time of doubt, but to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again, that we're better prepared in the future and that we support our frontline healthcare providers in a very Health 3.0 way. Anything else to add?
When you think about, when you see situations like this unfold, the thing I always think is, oh, first responders aren't just some people that the government ships in.
Mm.
They are just regular people who work and live in the area going above and beyond to do what they can for the people around them. That's a first responder. That's everybody in Texas who's helping, and that's amazing.
And you think about the Cajun Army that happened in, you know, in Louisiana, and they're actually a charity that is very worthwhile. According to a lot of people, you know, they get in their boats and they help, and they're citizens. You know, just like we have citizen scientists and we have citizen good Samaritans, we have citizens who are helping other citizens. So,
I mean, it's that like that famous Mr. Rogers quote where he's like, you know, his mother would tell him, look for the helpers, you know?
Yeah, when something
this
bad
is when
happens.
Humanity shines. It sucks that we can't be cool when nothing's bad and bad is happening. But
yeah, and the fact that we often cause a lot of the problems. But other than that, we're dope as hell, Tom.
Go humans.
That's true. Go humans. I actually really love human beings. I do. And I'm not like you. Tom has this saying. He looks at people like me and he's like, you liberals love humans on paper.
In the abstract.
In the abstract, mm-hmm. but not in real life.
Us conservatives?
They hate humans on paper, but
that's right.
They're pretty good in person.
By the way, marketing executives for Dignity Health, there is a dope-ass Dignity Health spot, Hello Human Kindness, to be made from all of the stories we just read. So get on it.
Get on it. Dignity. By the way, I've spoken for Dignity before. Full disclosure.
Well, I just gave their marketing team a free idea. You're welcome.
Pay us next time, Dignity. So then we can donate.
What are we at? We had
Samaritan's Purse.
4,800.
If we get right. I tell you what, if we can get to 5,000.
Oh, I can get us to 5,000.
Yeah.
Z, whip out your credit card.
I don't have my wallet. Look. I literally don't have my wallet.
I'll make him donate.
He's going to make me donate. All right. So, guys, thank you for spending some time with us. We'll put this out as a podcast and the usual thing. This is our show today, Incident Report 083. A real incident that we should be paying attention to, that we should be helping with.
And share it so it gets around.
Please,
so that we're not being gagged.
Please share it because these stories need to get out. Hit share right now. If you don't hit share, Mother Nature wins. And she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love to Texas.